This is Central Time, and now it's time for Food Friday. This weekend is the beginning of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. That holiday comes with some traditional foods associated with it. Deb Perlman joins us now to share her takes on some of those dishes. By the way, some of these are going to be really good any time of the year. Deb is the creator and the author of the cooking blog Smitten Kitchen, and her books include Smitten Kitchen Every Day. Deb, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, can you talk first of all, Deb, about the importance of food as part of this celebration of Rosh Hashanah?
There is always food at Jewish celebrations, I guess, except for specific fasting days throughout the year, which also have their own foods at the end of it that you're supposed to eat. So there's really very few Jewish holidays that don't have food involved. But in Rosh Hashanah, which begins tonight, it actually goes for two nights. We usually eat. There are certain foods that are more traditional. One of the big ones is apples and honey. They're always eaten together to make for a sweet new year. And I love how seasonal it is. It feels very September. Often there's challah served, and it's a brown challah instead of like the longer one that you might have for a Friday night, Shabbat. And the round challah is supposed to symbolize a crown. And then there's just more, which are not necessarily part of the religious part of it, but it's very traditional to have something like a brisket, which is like a long braised, piece of meat that is just, it's very good if you use the right recipe, but I think a lot of us have bad brisket memories.
Do you have any favorite is there one that stands out to you in terms of nostalgia?
There's definitely one. So I was somebody who thought I didn't really care for brisket, mostly because I don't think we cooked it that much growing up, and then the ones I'd had elsewhere. So we're not going to insult my mom here. This is very important.
Good.
But the ones we'd had elsewhere were, a little dry and heavy. And then I met my mother-in-law, and her brisket is just perfect every time. And her secret is that she likes to use a slow cooker, or nowadays I'm sure she would use the Instapot too, but she still has her slow cooker. So she uses a slow cooker, and it gives it a very gentle heat and a long cooking time. And she always says that you should make it a full day before you need it, because it tastes great after resting in the fridge. It's really better on like the second and third day. So following her rules, I started making brisket, and it was awesome.
Sounds really good. Well, let's talk brisket a little bit. And this is getting big, the hipsters, they're loving the brisket these days. It's hard, more and more places seem to be serving brisket. It's not something I grew up with it. So it's all kind of new to me. You just gave us some of the tips there, the slow cooking or the Instapot or whatever. We've got a recipe you shared with us for a tangy spiced brisket. First of all, tell us about the end result that makes the work, the advanced prep worthwhile. What are we going to get at the end?
You're going to get a perfect piece of meat that reheats really well and is super tender. I think one of the secrets is another one of the things is you want to have a bit of liquid. You don't want so much that you're boiling the meat. I mean, that doesn't sound very appealing. But with a braise where you're having, quite a bit and you're keeping it moist. I know we hate that word. But you're keeping it moist the whole time you cook it, and you keep the lid on or foil on tight. And this, if you're doing it in the oven. And this slow cooking is really good for it. Brisket, it's interesting you say it's getting popular. I was not aware, but I'm also not cool. So this is not surprising that I've missed a trend. I think it's a very inexpensive, versatile piece of meat. And so you have to know how to cook it. But if you do, it's amazing. It's not, it's not as easy of a win as just like throwing it on a grill. Although you could smoke it for a very long time, and that would also be delicious.
Well, to clear up any misconceptions out there, Deb, I am not cool either. And I admit I have never made brisket myself. If I'm at the meat counter, the butcher, whatever, do I ask for brisket, or is there a different name for the cut of meat that I turn into brisket? I don't even know.
I think you can, in America, you can definitely ask for brisket.
Just ask for brisket.
Ordering in the UK, there's some like definite, I definitely expect them to know what brisket is. And it's usually just like a big old, it usually comes in like anywhere from like a 3 to a 10 pound piece, so you might end up with quite a bit. But as I said, it's really great in advance. I also, in the Jewish holiday off season, I love to make tacos with it. I feel like it's such a nice like braise for taco meat, and it shreds up really nicely.
Yeah, talk about the saucy sauce here and why it's important for our brisket.
So I think most traditional recipes tend to have a bit of sugar and salt and acidity in them. You often have like a kind of sweet and sour vibe, not too heavy on the sweet, but usually there's a blend. You might have onions, you might have carrots, you might have garlic, but it's just sort of that this traditional flavor. And something I had fun with this year and is using the same kind of braise, which doesn't have meat in it, and to use it to cook some vegetables like chickpeas. And I also added carrots and mushrooms. And it's such a delicious way to cook chickpeas. It's this, I also braise it. You don't have to braise it for as many hours as you would a brisket. For the chickpeas, you're just going to do it for an hour and a half in the oven. But you end up with this really like meaty, filling, hearty vegetable dish that's actually vegan, which is really great if you are either yourself trying to eat less meat or if you have family members that don't eat meat.
We're talking to Deb Perlman, creator of the food blog Smitten Kitchen. It's the first day of the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. Deb's giving us some takes on typical foods that accompany that celebration. Got that brisket recipe at WPR.org/Food Friday. Also a link to Deb's blog where she's got that chickpea brisket equivalent a recipe. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you celebrating the Jewish New Year this weekend? If so, what is on the menu and when can I come by? Have you tried any of Deb's recipes that she's talking about? Do you have questions for making the challah bread, the brisket, the honey or apple cake? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. Coming up, President Trump says he wants to see more positive messages about American history in the educational system. A Wisconsin historian joins the show for a look at the role of history education and whether we should learn the good parts version or the warts and all version. That's coming up right now. It's the WPR fall membership drive. Judith Sears Poisson is with me now to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future Wisconsin Public Radio listening.
Listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for the programs you count on, like Central Time. So that's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And we've got a goal of 15 contributions this hour, which I think we could do. Especially if am I reading this right? We've got 12 already. That doesn't even seem possible.
Yes, it's
12
possible.
Already. That is fantastic. Well, three more gets us to our goal. I would love it if this is our first day of the pledge drive here on the Ideas Network, the membership drive, and it would be great if we could just exceed and blow past that goal. Make your gift. I personally love hitting these goals. That's not why you give, though. You don't care about the goal. You care about the conversations you get every day on the Ideas Network. Support those right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, that was such a fun conversation with Deb Perlman. We love to talk with her. I love her recipes. I love her approach to cooking. And I really love that she shares recipes with us that then we can go back and try them. And I have to say, everything she talked about today sounded so great. If you enjoy Food Friday, if you enjoy guests like Deb Perlman and learning techniques, tips, tricks, recipes, how to use different ingredients, show your support right now. Food Friday is a great staple, pun intended, of Central Time. And we'd love to see you vote in favor of Food Friday with your gift right now. These are the kind of conversations you can count on from Central Time.
You can give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. My favorite part of Food Friday, Judith, is when you're so inspired to make these meals that you have extra and you just drop them off on my front porch in the evening.
Has that ever really happened, Rob?
No, but it could. That doesn't mean it could never
well,
happen.
Well, I got to say, if either of us makes a brisket, it sounds like there are going to be leftovers.
There's
so going to
be leftovers. That's a good point. Let's
make a brisket promise to each other. How's that?
A brisket pledge.
Actually,
yeah, we can't really ask you, the listener, for that brisket pledge, though. But how about this? If you have been inspired to make something by Food Friday or learned a good technique or a trick or ingredient, I know I have lots and lots and lots
Me
of
too.
Them. Make a gift in honor of that, in honor of what you've learned, how it's boosted your cooking game. If you're like me, it certainly has. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So we have a lot of fun doing things like Food Friday, learning all those great recipes, but we also do other things. And you might have noticed the upcoming election has been in the news quite a bit this year, and it's going to be for the next couple months. No matter what the issues are, the economy, national security, immigration, healthcare, you'll hear about them here on the Ideas Network.
WPR is your source for comprehensive reporting on election issues, and your support is the biggest source of funding that makes election news on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
John and Kirsty in Highland said, from critical breaking news to fun food facts, Central Time is a vital and enjoyable part of our week. And Bob in Bailey's Harbor said, WPR is on in our house all day, and Central Time never fails to grab my attention. Thank you for your excellent coverage. Bob, John, Kirsty, thank you so much for your support. Rob, how can others join them?
Giving now online. It takes just a few minutes, by the way, at WPR.org, or you can call in at 888-202-2552. Join in on this first day of our fall membership drive. Get us off to a great start. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.